Otway Health is your local health and community services provider in Apollo Bay.
They offer expert quality care in their urgent care unit, in-home support, community health and wellbeing programs, residential care and allied health services performed by their professional and friendly staff.
The urgent care unit operates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Visit the website at otwayhealth.org.au for more information or phone 5237 8500.
Don't forget to tune in to hear the Otway Health Check on 3ABR, Tuesday mornings every fortnight between 11 and 11.30am.
Otway Health, providing round-the-clock quality expert care.
Proud sponsor of 3ABR.
They are indeed a proud sponsor. And I was thinking that that was a little bit wooden. We could perhaps do that a little better and make it more conversational. This is a surprise edition of the Otway Health Check. If you're listening on Friday morning, if you're listening on Tuesday, it's not a surprise at all. And I'm joined in the studio today by Kate Gillam, CEO at Otway Health. Morning, Kate.
Good morning.
And Georgina Orchard, who's the manager of the Apollo Bay General Practice.
Right. Good morning, Bob.
Hi, Georgina. And we're here to chat. Well, not about the races, and certainly not about the surf, about your health service in general. And people will know that there have been lots of changes going on around the health service, and Kate might like to just put all that in context for us and bring us up to speed with what's been going on. So how long have you been here now?
Well, it's nearly a year. So
is it really?
It is.
Wow.
So in May, I was asked to come across to Otway Health, and I'm CEO at Lawn Hospital and had been for 5 years, mm-hmm. To, I guess, support the service, particularly with the changes that were happening, and to support some, bringing some stability and perhaps some partnership with Lawn Community Hospital. And so we've been doing that in conjunction with the board, particularly around improving the environment for the staff, so some cultural work. So
now, the value of this is, and the reason for it really is that, correct me if I'm wrong, and I might be, I am sometimes, that really over the past decade or more, rural health, and Lawn just qualifies, I guess, has just found it more and more challenging to operate, hasn't it, really?
Yeah. Certainly our size is,
yep.
Provides challenges, and also workforce requirements, and the difficulty in any part of the country to get workforce in health, but rural even more so, but also some of the changes that are happening across the industry. There's reform work. There's much more demand about compliance and quality, and some of those sorts of structures. So there certainly are challenges for smaller services, particularly.
Yeah, and they're challenges that we didn't used to have. Plus, there's the challenge of, particularly in Lawn and Apollo Bay, a large cohort of older people who have increasingly complex and challenging things that need to be dealt with.
That's right. We're seeing the profile of medicine change to much more what the term we use is chronic diseases. So those sorts of diseases that people live with, and so we need to support them to stay as well as they can be, and try to avoid. So a lot of work around preventative health and wellness, and being the best you in the best health
the
you,
best
can,
you
be.
Can be. Yeah. So you came from Lawn, and had a quick look around and thought, well, this is a bit like Lawn, really, in many ways. So that's kind of what prompted your thinking around how Apollo Bay would best go forward, is it?
Yeah, so in relation to the medical practice, the Otway Health had a half – ownership in Apollo Bay General Practice, and that had been in place for since 2012. So Otway Health was like a silent partner, I suppose. And the other part of the ownership was a Melbourne group that provided the management, the day-to-day management services. So that's a model that is in place in around four or five other rural services. My background really at Lawn in the last 3 years has been to work with the medical practice and to build that relationship and to build the growth of the practice. We consider primary care very, very important in ensuring that people's health is supported right back at those early stages.
So you want to keep them out of hospital, really?
Yeah, absolutely. that's true for everybody.
So if the practice isn't working at optimum, then the hospital is going to have a bigger burden.
Yeah. And the individual is the important one. So it's the individual being supported in the best way they can to have optimal health.
Okay. And so aside from your own judgment, you then employed some other expertise to kind of have a look at the similarities and come up with the possibilities.
Yeah.
And that led to boom, bada bing. Suddenly Otway Health owns the local practice.
Yeah, so I guess there had been a 50% ownership. So the process really has been to take that to a full ownership and then to the day-to-day operation. So the vision, I guess, is about a partnership so that the two practices can support each other and work together around building a strong and resilient practice so that we've got workforce that's also sustainable, so that part of that is growing our own workforce, so training GP registrars, supporting them to have experience in a really beautiful part of Victoria, and to see the joys of working in rural health, and the experience has been that way we are able to attract and retain.
Yes, because otherwise it's been really difficult. And yeah. Georgina, you have a new boss.
I do.
How's it working out so far?
Oh, so far it's been good. It's it's a different way of working, but I'm looking forward to it growing more, and I think hopefully by the end of this year we'll all be under the one roof. And
So move the practice up to around the hospital?
Yeah, so back where we came from.
Okay.
I think that'll be good having being co-located, and obviously we've outgrown our little practice in Pasco Street. And
So in the past, it's been the practice has had, been big and happy and smaller and less happy, and it's all been dependent on usually one doctor, hasn't it?
Yes.
So that's the big difference here.
Yes, well, I think that model's unsustainable for everyone.
I think everyone knew that somewhere along the way.
I think that, knowing it and actually...
And doing something about it. Yeah, look, it's like giving up cigarettes or losing weight, isn't it? Yeah.
And I think we were very lucky to have Dr. Coody for as long as we did. And
yep. Yeah, sure. And before him, Brian Rowley, and,
The list goes on.
Yeah, a long history of people that have just lashed themselves to the mast, done the job, and then we eat them up and wear them out.
Of course.
I shouldn't have opinions, but I kind of think that's combined with the bigger need in terms of the sort of stuff that you need to have done. It's just more and more demanding to be a good doctor. You need mates around.
Yes, I know that, peer support.
Yeah, because we all know that Denise, my wife, is a GP.
Yes.
And when she was here last, because she's back, she would go to Colac once a week just to work with other doctors, really, just to be up to speed and compare notes and all that kind of stuff.
That's one of the issues doctors have brought up in the past. There's no peer support and no just that extra set of eyes or somebody just to converse with about a certain patient. So I think the model that we're going towards now is much more sustainable and much more, it's just a better model. And
Yeah, more facilities looking,
well,
and more...
More facilities, more peer support for the GPs that come in, the registrars and the allied health. So it's going to be
very exciting
to look forward to.
So, Kate, is there room at Otway Health? Where are you going to put people?
So we're looking at that at the moment. What we're working on a master plan for, so the substantial rebuild that we believe needs to happen, and we'll be starting to lobby the those that hold the funds, really around aged care. So the aged care was built in the 90s, and there's been a number of building codes changed since then. So we believe that the site needs a substantial rebuild. Now that will take time, but if we start with a plan and work at getting that funded, then we'll have the type of facility that we need in the long term. And also having that plan then means where we're able to get small buckets of money, so smaller grants, we're able to retrofit areas or extend areas, but in under that whole master plan, so that we're not having to, you know, redo areas once we move through that full plan.
Mm-hmm.
So that's happening in conjunction at the moment. So the full master plan, but also these particular areas that we want to prioritise and bring forward. How can we do that? So we think that it can fit. And that there's lots of advantages of being together, and there's a need with Pascoe Street. We've been conscious of that for a while now, a couple of years, really, that we need to have an alternative to that building.
Okay. And be a closer drive to work for you, or walk. Do you walk to work, Georgina?
I've done it once. Oh. No, I don't walk to work.
So generally, the practice is looking forward to all of this, is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think it's going to be the best thing for the community to have one owner, one sole purpose to make sure that the community is looked after long term. And I think being co-located and having Otway Health on board is it's going to be a really positive thing for everyone.
So when does it? So the practice has already been all that paperwork's done, or is that in process? Or?
I think so.
So you know work for Otway Health. You're
yes, well, I always have half worked for Otway Health.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
But now,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm still getting paid, so life's good. it's been a very smooth transition.
But recognising too that it's change, and so we're having fortnightly meetings in what we call a shared decision making model.
Yep.
So we get around the table and look at recruitment and rosters and all of those sorts of things, and make decisions together, which is, you know, the best way I think to do change and to build relationships around the way we work.
Sure, so because there is always the parochial question, you know, we're not being, you know, the lawn practice isn't taking over here, is it? You know, that's the...
This
is our practice sharing a whole lot of facilities with lawn, but it's still very much a part of our general practice, yeah?
Yeah, no, that's right. A little bit like you see group practices, so distinct practices, but they work in collaboration. So there may be... workforce that works across the sites
if
they
want.
Yeah. And also that collegial and professional support is in place. It increases the ability to take registrars and to train.
Mm.
And, you know, leave cover and those
and shared
types
systems
of things.
And all the office stuff can be made common and more useful, more streamlined, I guess.
Yep. Yeah, you're not reinventing the same thing. You're using each other's resources.
Yeah, and push comes to shove, lawn's closer than Colac, isn't it? Really. Yeah.
There's similar demands.
Yep.
I think there's a kind of a shared understanding about how the demands of the practice and the summer increase.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
it's really substantial, and it puts a lot of pressure on the practice. but it's also a really unique characteristic that when you get good at that, it's actually a really enjoyable way to work. That's but it's different to the other way practices work.
Yeah,
we get busy when everyone else goes quiet.
That's right.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. That's yeah. So and it's and so I hadn't really thought about that before, but you really are. It's a bit like the retailers, you know. You've got to, you know, sleeves up and find those extra four people through the summer. And then and then recover in the winter.
Get through January and life's good.
So timeline, Georgina, you were saying free Christmas?
I think that's the goal, yes.
That's the goal?
Yeah. Mm, we should know in the next couple of weeks, I think, when architects play around with some plans for us and then we can start to look at them and refine them a bit.
Okay. So, well, this is very exciting news, and it's just one of the stories from Otway Health, because there's been this consultation and report for looking into all sorts of combined efficiencies with the two groups. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll stay tuned for anything in advance about all of that process.
Or? Yeah. Well, the two boards have been talking for a couple of months now, and they're really taking their time to look at how the two services work at the moment, what could be the possibilities in what the term they're using is integration or partnership. How can we do more together? And there's some good examples of that. So the social worker, so some of the allied health services, the general practices starting to have that conversation. So continue to explore that and not being in any hurry to make decisions. So very much the community consultation at the moment is about talking to the community about this stronger integration or partnership. What are important things to the community to consider as the board works through the possibilities. So it's been great to have the community involved. I've got a tea talk again today. The board have been down at the market, at a market stall for, I think they're about to have their third market stall, just to be around and be available for the community to ask questions and to have a view.
Yeah, well, it's the communication is just the most important thing, because if you don't talk to the community, they'll make it up anyway.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. Well, in the absence of discussion and consultation.
An actual fact from people, you get second and third hand information. And of course, it just we've all played that game around the room. It just gets less and less reliable.
Yeah. So once that consultation's finished by the end of May, it will come back into the community advisory committees to keep exploring, really for, you know, all of 2018, they're looking at continuing to have that conversation.
Lots of chats about how and what we might be.
Yep.
And the big difference, of course, between the two, whilst there's lots of things that are the same, is Lawn is just a hospital. I just don't mean that in any derogatory way, but Lawn is a hospital alone, and we are a multi-purpose health facility.
Yeah, multi-purpose service means that it tends to bring in other things like library services and neighbourhood house services, things like that might otherwise sit outside a health service. But very similar profile with aged care, urgent care, acute and community care. They're the primary services.
And population, it's kind of similar?
Apollo Bay's larger.
Bigger.
Yep.
Bigger than Lawn. Take that, Lawn.
Yeah. So under 1,000 in Lawn. Yeah.
Of course, Lawns must have huge numbers of empty holiday houses, I guess.
Yeah.
And they don't even bother with Airbnb.
No, well, affordable housing is such an issue you know, and so that's being looked at by the Committee for Lawn, looking at that as to how more housing can be made available to permanent people to ensure the town is sustainable.
It's the same here. It's not probably maybe not quite as acute as in Lawn, but we do have challenges for young people who love the place and want to work here, and accommodation is really very difficult. So that's on the agenda too, in an arm's length way. That's all about the health of the community, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So what do you do on the weekend?
I live in Torquay.
Yep.
So I I think I get the best of all worlds, really. The Great Ocean Road's my commute, so could be worse.
Well, eventually it'll be better. It must drive you nuts with the road work.
Well, there's days you're driving along the Great Ocean Road and it's unbelievably beautiful and you feel very lucky. Yep. You just have the Melbourne traffic report on just so you can feel a little bit smug.
All right, while you're sitting there waiting for the roadworks.
Well, while you're sitting there looking out at the beautiful at the view. Ocean.
So you're a fan of accentuating the positive then?
Yeah.
Yes. we might play a little music, maybe come back and wrap this up, but I think we've kind of covered most things. This is the Otway Health Check on 3ABR, your community radio station in sunny, well, not so sunny today, Apollo Bay.
Medicine Woman. Man.
It's a couple of people called Rising Appalachia. They're not sisters, but they sound like it. And that was called Medicine Woman, just because you can when you're pressing the buttons. I'm here with Kate Gillam and Georgina Orchard, and we're chatting about the new arrangements at Otway Health and in particular the general practice. Georgina, what's going on with doctors these days?
Well, we're still recruiting for our full-time GP or registrar, so that's an ongoing event for us, and it will probably be ongoing for some time until we can find the right person to come into Apollo Bay. But in the meantime, we do have regular locums. At the moment, we've got Leslie Cadzo, who's been coming to Apollo Bay since 2011, ongoing as locums, working in the practice and working in the urgent care unit for Otway Health. And she's here till the end of May now, which is great for us and great for the patients to have that continuity for the month.
Yep.
In as well as that, we've got Dr. Denise Ruth that's come back after 10 years?
Yeah, nearly 10 years away.
10 years. Yep. So she's here now on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at the practice. Which is great, having another female GP in Apollo Bay.
Yep.
But as you know, you're often We're your off grand on
a bit
adventure.
Of a bit of a holiday, a bit of a grand holiday.
Yeah, so that's great for you. So Denise will be taking leave until
September.
Until mid-September.
And then we'll be back and settle down like old peas in a pod.
That's it, which is will be great. As well as that, we've got Dr. Joshua Bowe that works on a Monday for us, and he also does some after-hours work for Otway Health at Urgent Care. Mm-hmm. His background's rural and emergency medicine, so he's been here now for a year, and we've been really lucky to have him come to Apollo Bay as well.
He's an ebullient young fellow, isn't he? Oh. He's great.
It's
just, you can't not... You spend 5 minutes with him and you go away feeling better, even if it's not medicine.
No, well, he certainly livens up our Mondays. And as well as that, we've got Dave Mullen from Lawn coming to work at the clinic, I think starting June, to do one day or half a day a week.
Yep.
So that'll be great to integrate the two services and see how the two practices work and for him to bring some of his knowledge to Apollo Bay.
Yeah, and for us to give him the heads up on how things. Yeah.
Yes. Might teach him a thing or two, hey?
You never know.
So I think... I mean, as you know, we're still working with locums, and they'll be part of our workforce probably for the foreseeable future, if not forever.
Mm.
Just having that extra support.
You always.
And we've been really lucky since the start of the year to have some really great locums come with some great experience, and they've been great to learn through. You know, for us even to learn new ways of doing things. But otherwise, we're still there.
Yep, or better than ever.
Better than ever. We've got choice.
Indeed.
Yep, and you know, we also are running our flu clinics, so they've been really popular and they've been well run, and great way of just coming in and getting your flu vax.
Pop in and get your flu shot, and while you're there, just maybe get your grease and oil changed, and just run things over. Yeah,
that's
look.
It.
Yeah, I think.
Come and meet our new doctors.
Indeed. Yeah, and. And in the not too distant future, pop up and look at the new premises.
Yes.
Well, thanks both of you for coming in today and shining a little light And as you say, Kate, you've got some tea talks today.
Yes, yeah. So we continue through with tea talks until I think for the next couple of weeks.
Mm.
And there's the market as well.
Yep.
So take the opportunity. But also anytime I'm happy to talk to people.
Yep.
And the board members are very open to ensuring that there's good consultation.
Yes, that's right. If there's anything we've learned in the last couple of years, it's have the conversation. And we just did.
Yeah.
So thanks very much for coming in, both of you.
It's a pleasure.
And we'll talk to you again sometime, maybe when around the time when, well, perhaps before, or maybe around the time when we're actually opening the new practice.
Yeah, might that'd be great.
This is 3ABR, the Otway Health Check. Been talking to Kate Gillam and Georgina Orchard.
Thank you.